April 10th, 2003, approximately 16:55 hours. This will be an interview with regarding the officer-involved shooting.
Okay. All right, Stacey, like I was telling you before I started the tape recorder, I just wanted to talk to you today about what happened that day when you were in the parking lot, what you heard, what you saw, what you were thinking, stuff like that. What I want you to do is just tell me the stuff that you know, what happened, what you do remember happening, you know, and definitely make a difference between what you do remember happening, what you think, you know, or might have been, that kind of stuff, just so I know the difference between the two, okay? And then that's it, you know, don't feel compelled to have to answer a question if I ask you something. If I ask you something and you just don't remember, then that's okay, you just don't remember, okay? So just because I ask a question doesn't necessarily mean you have to give me an answer, okay?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So tell me about that day. So you're leaving the swim thing?
Yeah,
okay.
And we were sitting in the car, and we saw, and the car wouldn't start, and
okay.
Then we saw about three policemen walking this way, because there's this big car in the way, so we really couldn't see a whole lot. And one of them had a handgun, like, pointed at something, and we didn't know what it was. Then he shot, I think, about, like, four or five times at something, and then that's when we saw the guy come out, and he was, like, hunched over with his hands, like, over his face, and then the driver of our car told us to get down, and then I just heard a couple more bullets. And then he said, okay, it's clear, but I don't want you guys to look, so I didn't look.
Okay. Let me back you up a little bit, okay? You were sitting inside of Marilyn's car?
Yeah.
Okay. Where were you sitting in the car?
I was sitting the second seat on the right. It was in a Sienna, and I was on the right.
On the right-hand side?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when you say right-hand side, is that if you're looking at the car, standing
you're
in front
in
of it,
car.
Or if you're sitting in the car? Okay. So you were on the what we call the passenger side?
Yeah.
Okay.
In the middle.
Now, how many rows does that have? There's the front seat, the driver's seat, and the passenger seat, then there's a second row.
Yeah.
And a third row in that?
Yeah.
Hand? Okay. Were you sitting in that?
I was just in the middle.
In the middle seat, row
yeah.
seat. Okay. On the right-hand side. Okay. Were any of the windows rolled down on your side of the car?
Mm-hmm.
No? And so you're sitting on the passenger side of that seat, and where is Angela sitting?
On the left side. She's right next to me.
Okay, so she's sitting on the driver's side of that seat?
Yeah.
Okay, and then where's Marilyn sitting?
In the driver's seat.
Okay, very good then. Okay, now, you said you looked over and you saw, you know, three officers, like, walking up the driveway. What made you look over and see them?
I just thought it was kind of weird that the car wouldn't start.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like, okay, and then I'm not sure if I heard something or I just felt something, and I just felt, look over there. So I looked over there, and there were policemen coming. So I
okay.
really don't know.
Okay. And so you look over, and you say you saw the three deputies, and you said that one of them had their gun out?
Yeah, one of them had their gun pointed, and then another one had some sort of gun with, like, an orange thing over it, and he was just kind of carrying it like this.
Okay.
But one of them was actually pointing at something.
Okay, and that was the guy with the handgun?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you said that you looked over and there was a car that was blocking your
yeah,
view?
Yeah, this big, like, black Suburban or something.
Okay.
It was right in front of the gate where you go into Dayland. So it was just sitting there.
Okay.
It was just parked.
Okay.
So.
Now, at any time while you're watching this or you're in the van and this is going on, did you hear anyone say anything?
I don't really think so.
Okay.
I just heard a couple more bullets after we ducked down, and then after we had gone back inside, I heard somebody talking through a blow horn, but I didn't know what it was.
Okay. So when you look over and you see, you said you saw three officers?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember, and you said they were walking up the driveway. Do you remember how they were positioned, like, in relation to one another?
Well, there was the one with the orange gun in the front, and then there was the one with the handgun in behind him, and then there was one kind of in the middle.
Okay. I tell you what, if you wouldn't mind, just so I get an idea of what you're talking about, why don't we all stand up? You want to help us out here?
Yeah.
Okay. So you just show us that, we're going to be the three officers, okay? I'll be the one with the orange gun, you can be the one with the handgun, and your mom will be, hold on. Hello? 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 Okay. So, I'll be the one with the orange gun, you be the one with the handgun, and your mom will be the one that didn't have a gun, okay? And we'll say that your car's parked off in that direction, okay? So why don't you show us how we're going to stand? Okay, so I'm in front,
Okay, so now I got to say this. So basically you're saying that the person with the orange shotgun was standing in front with the first person, and then behind that person, directly behind that person, was the person that had the handgun out. And then the third person who didn't have any gun was behind the person with the handgun, but a little bit off to the side. Okay, and were they in that, with that person off in that direction?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi. Oh, you are? Okay, I tell you what. Okay, no problem. You know, let me finish up here and then I'll be over there. Okay, thank you. Okay.
So, again for the tape, so this off, okay, so I have the orange shotgun, I'm out in front, the person with the handgun directly behind the person with the shotgun. And then the person who didn't have a gun was again behind the person with the handgun, but a little bit over to that person's left. About how much distance is between the two of them? Okay, so there's about 6 feet between the person with the shotgun and the person with the handgun. And what about this person? Is it there? Not sure how far? Okay, that's okay. Okay, we can have a seat. Now, if you're able to, and if you can't, that's fine too. But how far away from the van, from your van that you were sitting in, were those three deputies?
Well, it was our car, and then about three handicapped spaces, and then the black van, and then they were like right behind it, walking up.
Okay, so they were behind that black vehicle.
Yeah, and then they walked up closer, and they were getting closer to us.
Okay, so when you first see them, you described what you saw. Okay. What was the next thing that you remember seeing, hearing, both?
Well, I just saw him shooting, and he was missing, hitting the wall, and then the guy came out from behind the van, and then they were following him, and then we got down.
Okay. When you say he was shooting, who was shooting?
The one with the handgun.
Okay. Do you remember how many gunshots you heard?
Well, about six or eight.
Okay. And were they all, like, just from start to finish, like, bang, 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 or was there a break in between?
There was about, like, five, and then there was a little break, and then we got down and shot like three.
Okay. So, and you described just a second ago that you saw the bullets hitting the wall?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, when the shooting first started, and you saw bullets hitting the wall. Is that the first time you saw the bullets hitting the wall when the first series started?
Yeah.
Okay. Between when the first group that you heard and the second group, did you get inside the van? Did you guys do anything, or were you just kind of watching the whole time?
Well, we got down like as low as we could, but there was kind of stuff on the ground, so we were just kind of leaning over in our chairs as far as we could, and we pretty much just stayed that way for like 10 minutes and got out of the car.
Okay. And that was that after the shooting first started, the first group of shots?
And then Marilyn realized, oh, we should probably get down because they're shooting, and what if the guy came over by our car?
Okay, so I just want to make sure I understand this correctly. And I'm just asking you just so I can make sure that I really understand what you're telling me. Okay? It's not that you're not doing a good job. I just want to make sure that I'm understanding correctly. So you see these deputies that are walking up, but you don't see anyone else but those three guys. Okay. Then you see the guy with the handgun shooting, and you can see some bullets hitting the wall.
Yeah.
And that was during the first group of shots. Okay. Then you said there was a break, and then there were some more shots, right? Okay. Now, when during that time was it that you saw this guy?
Well, he shot about three times when we finally saw the guy come out, and they shot two more, and then we got down and then shot a couple more times.
Okay.
So we shot a few, and then we saw the guy, and then shot a few more when we were down.
Oh, when you went down.
Yeah.
Okay, well, when you were down, how could you, did you see those?
I heard him.
Oh, you heard that. Okay. So he shot a couple times, and did you remember how many times again, the first time?
Four, five.
Okay, so you hear those shots go off, and you see, you know, something hit the wall. Do you remember how many times you saw the wall get hit?
Four. I think about that many.
Okay. So you see the wall get hit, and then you saw this guy, you could see this guy.
Yeah.
Where was the guy at? When you first saw him?
More towards the wall,
okay.
But about 5 feet away from the wall, so he was almost in the middle, but more towards the wall than the middle.
Okay, and what direction was he heading?
or up the driveway more.
Okay, so he's about, you said, about 5 feet from the wall?
Yeah.
Okay. And he was walking towards the, like, up the driveway?
Yeah, like up, kind of up by all the cars.
Okay, well, when you say up by all the cars,
by Dalen. He's walking up.
Right.
Toward Dalen.
Right, but there were cars parked where you guys were at,
yeah.
And then there were cars parked way up further in the parking lot. So
yeah.
I'm wondering, was he walking towards the cars where you were parked at, or was he walking up the driveway, like, to go in the back part with all those other cars parked up top?
He was just kind of walking straight. I don't think he was really heading for our car.
Okay. So when you saw him, how was he facing? Was he facing, because, I mean, well, it's going to be hard for me to do here, but, like, if you were sitting on that bench over there, they had the car, and I'm kind of over here-ish,
yeah.
You know, when you saw him, was he facing, like, straight up the driveway, which we will call north, or was he facing, were you showing how he was facing? Okay. Okay, so we'll say piano school is your car. Okay, you show me how he was standing for the first time? Okay, so you're standing and you're facing you're facing northbound.
Yes.
And I'm just saying that because that's how that thing is set up. And you kind of bent over at the waist, and you had your arms up, where you had your elbows kind of locked into your side, and your arms bent at about a 45-degree angle, and somewhat you kind of bent over at the waist, and you hold your hands and your palms are facing your body. Well, what was it about his arms here? Is it something about his arms?
Well, his hands look kind of red, so
okay.
They look kind of like they've been bleeding or something. I didn't really want to pay attention because blood grosses me out.
Okay.
So I was just like, I'm not looking there. So, yeah, they look kind of red.
Okay. You notice that both hands look red?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you notice anything else about his hands? Was he holding anything? Or?
I didn't really see anything. His hands were kind of together, his fingers were kind of
okay.
Together like that, so I really couldn't.
Okay, so the way I need to say this for the tape recording, the way you're holding your hands is you're kind of holding your hands with your fingers extended, but then you're bringing all your fingers in so they're all touching.
Yeah.
But you're not curling your hands up in a ball or anything like that, you're leaving them kind of open.
Or a little curled.
Curled a little bit, the fingertips
yeah.
Were curled a little bit in.
They were like 2 inches apart, the hands.
Okay, the hands were about 2 inches apart from one another.
Yeah,
okay.
They weren't that far apart.
Now, so you see him come out. Now, when you see him, if you can remember, when you first see him, were the bullets still, could you still hear shots being fired?
Yeah.
You could, okay.
Yeah.
And then, once those shots are going off, how did you guys all decide to duck down?
Well, Marilyn told us, you guys, they're shooting at this one, probably person for a reason. So we should probably get down so that we're out of their way. So if they accidentally have to shoot the cars, then they won't, like, kill us.
Okay.
So.
Okay. So then you guys, all three of you guys kind of ducked down?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, if I understand it correctly, then once you're ducked down, that's where you hear some more shots being fired?
Yeah, a couple more.
Okay. When you say a couple more, two?
Yeah, two or three.
Two or three shots? Okay. And then you said you stayed down for how long?
Well, not 10 minutes. It felt like that long because
uh-huh.
It was a while, but it was more like five.
Okay.
Like, realistically, about 5 minutes. And then after a little while, Marilyn looked up and she's like, you guys are going to escort you out. So then we just kind of left and went and said,
okay. Now, at any time in the van, either when this was going on, either when you first saw the deputies or when you started hearing the bullets go off or the shots being fired, or even when you guys were ducked down, did any of you guys say anything to each other inside the car?
Marilyn just said, are you girls okay? And asked if so. Said, if you're not, just tell me.
Okay. Did anyone say anything else at that time inside the car?
Not really. She just said, oh, you guys, I don't want you to see this, so I didn't look when we sat up, but of course Angie did.
Okay. How did you know that Angie
Well, because I was facing toward her, and she was looking that way, like, really intent, like, into it, and I was looking.
Okay, and this is why you guys were seated in the van?
Yeah. This is after we ducked down.
Right, after you guys sat back up. I mean,
yeah.
You guys were still inside the van.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And when you guys got out of the van, where did you guys go?
We went straight through the gate into Dayland, and then we found everyone in the bathroom.
Okay.
when the so when you the, from the point where you first sat up in the van to the point where you guys went into Daylen, did you look back at all and see what was going on? Not at all. Okay.
I didn't want to.
Okay. Did later when you were talking with Marilyn or Angela, did either of them? Did you guys talk about what had happened or what they saw or what they heard? Did they tell you anything about that?
Not really. Marilyn later just said that someone told her that he had had a knife and had cut himself with a knife, but that's from someone else that told her, so I don't know.
Do you remember when you heard Marilyn say this?
This was... We had been there for a while hiding in the bathrooms, and all the adults had gone like over into the main office place, so we were separated for a while, and then when we were able to go back together, then she told us. And that was about like an hour after it happened.
But you guys were still at Daylen?
Yeah, we're still at
Okay, I just want to go over real quick one more time with you. When we first saw the three deputies, they were behind that black car that you talked about.
Yeah.
Right? And when you first saw the guy, he was, you'd say he was about 5 feet from the wall, but you could see him. Where was he in relation to where that black car was parked?
Well, we first saw him, he came out like right... I saw him right after he passed the van,
okay.
So it wasn't, I saw him right when he came out from behind the van, and then I didn't really see him after that. Yeah. I didn't say much about him.
And then during that entire time that all this was happening, from when you first saw those guys, to when, you know, until you guys, you know, until the last shots were fired and stuff, did you hear anything? Was anyone saying anything? And by anyone,
really.
I mean someone other than Stacy or Armin. I mean Angela or Marilyn. Anyone from outside? Or
I just heard a blowhorn and someone was saying something, but I don't know what it was.
Well, this is while you were in the van, or this was
in the bathroom?
Oh, in Daylen. Okay.
Yeah, I just heard police sirens coming up, and then I heard someone talking into a blowhorn. So I didn't know what it was.
Okay. And do you remember seeing anyone else in the basically in that kind of like a area, anyone else in any other cars that were right there, or anyone else that was outside on foot or anything?
Everyone
like
was still either in Daylen or they had just barely left and had gone up around the other way, so they had gone down by where the police were.
Okay. Right, but I'm saying when all that stuff was going on, you didn't see like someone standing on the sidewalk or walking around that part of the parking lot, and you didn't see anyone that was parked in any other cars, like sitting in their cars, kind of like you guys were.
No.
And just so I understand this right, you don't remember what it was that kind of caused you to look over and first see what was going on?
No.
No?
I just had, like, an impression or, I guess, a reaction or something, and I just kind of looked over there.
Like, well, I mean, are you saying that something drew your attention to that, or you just had, like, a feeling?
I think I heard, like, a policeman say something like, don't move or I'll shoot or something like that. I'm not 100% sure. I just heard something, so I looked over there.
I'm just going to run through the checklist. There's nothing else you can think of as far as...
Not really.
Okay. And have you and Stacy talked about this much since it happened? I mean, Angela, sorry.
That's okay. No, I haven't seen her since.
You haven't seen her since? Talk on the phone or over the internet?
No.
Something.
She goes to a different school.
Okay. And you haven't talked to Marilyn about what happened? I mean, obviously you guys were talking about it that night.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to end the interview at approximately 17, 14 hours.